You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, this is Megan, she, her.
And I'm Holly, they, them.
And welcome to our secret episode 11.5.
Dun, dun, dun.
You never saw it coming.
Surprise!
Yeah. And neither did we until we realized we were releasing an episode the day after the election.
Oh, yay, planning. Wow. We're almost done with our whole first season.
Stuff for ourselves to do now because we don't want to get to the end. So how are you, Holly?
I am good. I'm tired. How are you doing?
Doing good. Back in New York from my very long adventure out west. My partner and I drove across the country and back, stopped at many dog parks along the way.
Wow.
And recorded quite a few episodes while we were out there too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. It's, and it kind of, folds into why we're not doing an episode this week. Cause one of the things that was very difficult about driving across the US and very sobering was realizing, how much I just hadn't had to like face directly the like, just absolute Trump love that's happening across the middle of this country. Well, probably many parts, not just there, but we notice it, especially, you know, driving through Kansas and Missouri and Colorado and parts of New Mexico, Indiana, Illinois. You know, it was, we kind of didn't start seeing Biden signs until we hit Illinois, which was,
wow,
was tricky. But, you know, we met so many great people along the way. I think that was kind of the, because we kept stopping at these dog parks and we would stop in these towns that we know are like, there's Trump billboards everywhere. They're very, you know, we're like, do we even say that we're partners kind of thing? And we have these like lovely conversations with these people who are so kind. And then, you know, you just have to like keep driving through their city. It was hard. But all that to say, we have an amazing episode coming up with multi-talented performer Anish Sheth, but we are holding it for this week and disrupting our usual two-week cycle because of the election. And so that will be coming out on November 11th, and it's worth the wait. And then we'll have back-to-back episodes, so woo-hoo, you don't have to wait another 2 weeks, which is great.
Yeah. No, I also didn't go as far into the U.S. as you did, but I recently, you know, drove through Ohio and Michigan, and it was really, really disheartening to see how many Trump signs there were and how few Biden signs. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just, holding my breath with the rest of, I think the queer community and the POC community. Well, I don't know, actually. Don't want to speak for everyone, but, yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to do like phone banking. I did absentee ballot. I filled out my absentee ballot and dropped it off, the first weekend for New York. So my vote is in. I don't know. I don't know what else to do at this point.
Just kind of hope, I guess, and keep wearing my very faded from the rain I voted sticker on my coat as I walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah. And this is a great, we wanted to remind everyone, this is coming out on Monday, November 2nd. Tomorrow is election day. If you have not voted yet, if you're not one of the millions of people who voted yet, please, 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 please go vote tomorrow. Wait in line. Do the social distancing. It is so worth it. Every single vote counts. You know, this really is a life or death election, and, it's worth the wait. To get your vote in.
Yeah, do it for everyone. Do it for our community. Even if you're not in the queer community, do it because you're listening to this podcast, so you clearly have some kind of appreciation for the queer community.
Encourage your friends to vote. Encourage your family to vote, unless they're Trump supporters, but you know. Also, early voting did end on Sunday, so you can't do that anymore. Wait till tomorrow. Yeah, and just stay strong, you know, no matter what happens tomorrow, there's still a ton of work ahead of us. We got to pack the Supreme Court. We've got to flip Congress if it hasn't happened yet. Flip the Senate if it hasn't happened yet. We'll get through it together, but it takes action.
It does. And we are counting on you guys in those states that have the neck and neck battles right now. So talking to you, Arizona, talking to you, South Carolina, let's make it happen. And also just a quick thank you to everyone who signed up to be poll workers this year. I know my friends, Caitlin, Chuck, and Danielle are all first time poll workers and they're gearing up for a really crazy day tomorrow. So, thank the folks that you see there because they're trying their best to make your vote happen and make it happen as quickly and smoothly as possible.
So. Yeah. And the people who've been there all through the early voting too. All right. Well,
deep sigh.
Know that we're with you and we love you and it's we're going to get through it.
One way or another, we're going to get through it together.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing to take care of ourselves right now? I feel like I'm looking for the media equivalent of like a cup of tea and a blanket and a book, which I indulge in frequently. I feel like that's not just like a self-care thing. That's like a daily thing that I try to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to think of like specifically queer things that warm my heart. And for some reason, I was looking for like spooky things to watch on Netflix. And as Holly knows, I can't handle scary things. So I can watch scary adjacent things. And that is Black Mirror. And I recently rewatched the episode San Junipero. If you haven't seen it, season 3, episode 4, it is just like you go into it and you're like, I don't really know what this is. And then you come out of it and you're like, that is like the most joyful queer thing I've seen. And it just warms my heart and it makes me so happy. And it's the future that I want for all of us. It's not possible because it's science fiction, but it's during these science fiction-y times, it's nice to think of like an alternative, joyful, fake reality we could be living in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For my indulgence, not particularly queer, but because I love it, it makes it queer. I highly recommend getting some like fall accessories for your pets. We are past Halloween, but it's always time for a good like narwhal costume for your dog or your cat, or even just like a nice fall sweater. You can get, a little Argyle button down for, your little buddy. And if you don't have a pet, this is what Instagram is for. I would literally just go to the Discover tab on Instagram and videos and pictures. And that would always, bring me a lot of comfort and joy.
Just warms my soul. Yeah, mm-hmm. we just bought today, literally, my partner bought India jacket that is the like, oh, there's a word for it. Oh, buffalo check plaid, the like red and black plaid. And she sent me a pic from wherever she was. I think it was like Marshall's. And it just said, too gay? Question mark. I'm like, no, get it. It's like,
oh, wait, I just thought of a queer, an actual queer indulgence.
Do it. We'll include both.
Okay. So I think this is old news now, but I recently found on TikTok the Byrits hashtag. Oh my God, you need to check it out, Megan. So it's like bisexual people, they come on and there's this like jaunty song playing and they have like some kind of like piratey object in their hands and they're in like casual clothes. And so you see them like holding it or playing with it and then they like swipe across the screen and then they're all in their like full pirate regalia and it is so good. It's so good. The like cosplay costumes are, oh my God, so mind blowing. And yeah, it's hashtag Byrits as in bisexual pirates. It's amazing.
Do we know about the origins of this?
What I saw, I thought I found the person who started it. I forget what her handle is, but we can link it in the show notes. But now she has like a whole like crew of different people and they're like, everyone's like the first mate, I don't know what the rest of them are called. Yeah, they have titles. They kind of, they interact with each other in the duet feature. It's so silly and fun, but everyone looks amazing. Oh my God. Everyone's beautiful. And just like the transformation with the music drop, like, It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I cannot wait to watch all of that. That's amazing. Is like bisexual pirate a thing? Is that like a term?
I think it started on TikTok. I don't know. I found it from a BuzzFeed article, and then I actually looked at TikTok for more. So this is the first thing that's really brought me to TikTok.
Okay. Well, queers, take care of yourself. Those are some suggestions on ways to do so. And we'll see you on November 11th with Anish. Yep.
Stay safe.
All right, bye, Holly.
Bye, Megan. Bye, Indy.
See you later. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us and share us with your friends.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have any queer culture recommendations or other ideas about how to queer the canon, you can call us and leave us a voicemail at 845-445-9251 or email us at thesisonjoan@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on social. We're on Instagram and Twitter at thesisonjoan.
Until next time, keep it queer.
Not that it'd be that hard for y'all to do. 'Want more excuses to record together. We have all our interviews for the first season recorded. So.
Wow. Mind blowing.
Here we are.
We'll just have to do something else. Stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.